I'm sorry. The person who called has a voicemail box that has
Desiree,
not been set up.
Don't act fucking stupid, okay? Now, listen, I'm glad that we got through and we got all those people scammed. I like how you tried to tell them, I was getting off anyway. Here's a refund. Man, we got so much money from them tonight.
Got so much money from who?
Yeah, we got so much money from them. When am I going to get my cut?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was hoping you I found your number. I was on fuckbook.com.
You was on what?
Fuckbook.
Fuckbook?
You said you needed help scamming some people out of money, and I saw the little scam you had going with the poll things.
I scammed people out of money?
Yeah, you told me to call over and over, and you were going to scam them out of money, like you were going to fake giving them refunds, but you weren't really going to give them refunds, and then we were going to split some cash. I got 25%.
Oh, did you? Okay,
well,
where's
not me.
This
I was just answering the ad.
Oh, that's cool. So what's the ad on?
Fuckbook.com.
Fuckbook?
Yeah, it's a play on Facebook, but it's Fuckbook, not instead of Facebook.
And it's like, it's just, you type it into your browser and it's on there?
Yeah, you go in there and there's a section. It's kind of like a filthy Craigslist ad. Like, Craigslist shut down a bunch of stuff that used to be on there. Backpage went down a while back. And this was kind of a substitute in there. So you go to fuckbook.com and there's like, hookups, Tinder singles. And then you have a section for Help Wanted, and that's where I found your ad was in Help Wanted. Of course, you know this. I mean, you're the one to put the ad in.
I definitely didn't.
What do you mean? I mean, this is Desiree, right? Desiree?
Oh, well, then you can send me the ad, right, that you found me from?
Yeah, you want me to text it to you? Because I can totally do that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, yeah, it hit everything in here. It said Desiree Blanton. It's a 24-year-old entrepreneur from Reynoldsburg, Ohio, looking for help.
Yeah, sure. Send me it.
I'll do it. I'll clip it. I'll take a screenshot of it. Am I still getting my money? Like, I don't know. How much did you take in tonight? What is my 25% cut?
Well, I didn't post that.
I'm not asking you to take a loss. I'm talking about the not the gross, but after all your supplies and everything, like I need to know so that you're not trying to cheat.
I don't know.
Well, it's not very good. Do you have a spreadsheet? Do you have Excel?
Mm-hmm.
You need to keep track of the business expenses and everything so that you're not cheating yourself.
No, I don't cheat myself.
Okay. I mean, I know you probably buy this stuff on Amazon, or Amazon, as it's called.
Amazon? No.
Yeah, Amazon. You buy the kits. Yeah, I've seen them on there myself. I've looked into it.
You what?
I've looked into it myself, yeah, on Amazon.
So you've looked into this one by yourself?
Yeah, but I don't have the charisma that could really push a sales force forward like this. I'm rather shy. I have pimples on my face. There's actually
scars
from when I was in school.
You don't have to show your face.
Yeah, well, I feel that I have to. Like, because with women, it's not because you have nice fingernails and you have nice hands. And when you try to show that, when you try to show that as a man, like you just show hands, they automatically assume like you're gonna start jerking off on the live. And
no,
so
that's not true. There's people that do this that are men.
They're gay men and they have manicures, they have French tips.
Not all of them,
but like what, 90%?
I wouldn't say
90%. No. 90%. How much a percentage do you think have been forced into it, like a slave labor type of thing, by their significant other?
Wait, what?
Like their significant other, like their wifey or their girlfriend, like forced them into like slave labor. They're like, go pull these fucking tabs or I'm going to abort this baby type situation.
I don't know.
Yeah, she's like, go pull these tabs or it's coat hanger or a clock. You know what I'm saying? Pretty fucked up. Well, I mean, so, like, since I'm looking into it, will you front me some tabs? Like, if I wanted to get into it, like, like half a box, maybe, and like one, yeah, like half a box and maybe like one grid. Your delayed reaction is leading me to believe that you aren't going to loan me shit.
Yeah. Huh?
Huh? So are you attached? You attached or are you a single? What's going on?
He said that he found me on fuckbook.com. I know, it's not on mute. He found me on fuckbook.com, which I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's like the dark web. The dark web's Craigslist is how I would best describe it.
And, like, literally he called my phone, like, 1,007 times.
I called three times.
Oh, well, there's other people, there's other numbers that are calling me. Like,
I have nothing to do with that. Tell your dad to go back to bed. Tell him to have a prune juice and go to bed.
It's not my dad, it's my fiancé.
Well, what's her name?
It's a guy.
What, it always been a guy, or it is now?
Do you have a problem?
Me? No. Ma'am, you have a deep voice.
Listen, if you show up in my house, I'm going to shoot you.
No. I would never come out without an invite, and it would have to be a written invite because I would have to have something to show the authorities if you ever threatened me again. And then I would see you in court, and I would sue your pants off of you.
Oh, that's fine with me. I'm telling you, come near my house, I'll shoot you.
I'm just guessing... by the tone of your voice, African American?
No.
You want to take your pants off? I mean, I'm into.
Listen.
I'm into the cuck situation. If you want to watch, like, that's cool with me.
But what do you want?
I want my money. I was offered 25% holdings. It was a stake investment. I was sitting there, I was driving business to her, and then she told me, she's like, okay, once we get all these suckers in, and yeah, it said to go ahead and start calling, and then she'll fake a tragedy.